Another postcard? How many gals do you have? Dakota asked as he sat by Private Jenkins. They sat on the porch of the cabin they were building. Some of the corporals didn't spend off time with their men, but Dakota did. Corporal, I don't have any girls. This card is from the Ladies Victory League. 8 ladies in Wisconsin are sending letters. Each gal has a group of soldiers. Aria got me and others, and she mails something every 2 days. A letter, then a card. I don't know how long she can keep helping us. First, it's Dakota when we're off duty, and it's helping. Add that G. Yes, sir. How did she get your address? When we left, a few girls were giving out cookies, and there was a calling card attached. My gal, Aria, has everyone from I through K. Well, that's nice. I don't have anyone writing, Dakota said, regretting the words after they were out. Want me to send in your name? No, I don't want to be a bother. Trust me, you wouldn't be. But you can read mine. I'm waiting for Joey. We share, and he didn't get one today. Nothing in here is personal. So she's not sweet on you? No. Dakota didn't have anything better to do. He was tired from training. He leaned back and was about to drift off when he heard Joey sit, and then Jenkins began to read aloud. It was hard to imagine a woman as Donnie read with his deep baritone voice, but the corporal did his best. Dear Donnie, did I ask if I can call you Donnie? Also, if I can send anything, let me know. Everyone at the freight depot sends their love and a hello. The weather's cold, and unlike some, I can't wait for winter. I love snow. Will you get snow in Waco? I have no idea. Tell me about Texas, please. As a note, I don't mind if you share my letters. It's up to you. I want to make your time away from home as pleasant as it can be, and if we share with others, that'll only be more of a blessing. Well wishes. Aria. Aria? Dakota mused. That's a pretty name. I bet she's pretty to go right along with her name. I couldn't say. She's not sent a picture, but I hope she will. It's sad just having all your ugly mugs to look at. Joey laughed. I heard they're going to get some nurses, and some gals from town will be coming to allow us some dances. I bet that'll cost money, Dakota said, keeping his eyes closed. He wondered about Miss Aria and thought about her walking in the snow. I'll pay to dance, Donnie said with a laugh. What about your letter girl? She might set her cap for you, Dakota said. My guess is she's not doing this to find a husband. There are a lot of men in town, although a bunch of the able-bodied are here with us. Seems unusual, writing to strangers, Dakota said, wondering what color Aria's hair was. It is, but we're learning about each other. Want to read her letters so you're caught up? That got Dakota's attention. He opened his eyes to find Joey gone. Donnie sat, staring at his letter. I'd like to read them, the corporal decided. Sure, I'll get them. All I ask is you treat them with care. I read them again and again to remind myself someone cares enough to write. November 30th, 1917. Aria knew from Donnie's letters that training was hard, but the ongoing war was difficult for everyone. And with each letter, she had become attached to all the soldiers. Aria, I hope you're well and staying warm. If I was there, I'd help you chop firewood and muck out the stalls. Your letters are such a help, and since I know you have a dog, I'll share that we have 2 strays now. Corporal Knox lets us raid the kitchen for scraps to feed them. They're so much fun, and they follow us as we march. If it rains, we sneak them into our bunks. They're both smart, and we're teaching them tricks. I'm learning French. Corporal Knox says I'm the best in the class. Please pray I can learn it well. And pray for Corporal Knox. He's doing a fine job teaching us to be good soldiers. He's a good friend and listens to us read our letters.